This thing up.
I found him. Where are you? Hang on, I'll turn on your microphone. I've got a head cold, so brain isn't working very well this morning, Finn.
And I'm hiding in the corner, of the blast zone.
Yeah, sorry. There's some of that, what's that stuff called?
Hand sanitizer.
Remember that?
Yeah. If I smell a certain brand of hand sanitizer, I get, because you know how your memory part of your brain is really close to your smell part? I get smacked back to 2020 if I smell a certain brand.
Can't smell it myself this morning.
No. Oh, that's a bad sign.
Yeah, I'm having one of those days where words are escaping me.
Have you tried one of those nose things that they put magnets in the inside of your nose and then it puts a strip on the outside of your nose and it opens up your nose holes for when you sleep at night?
I've never even seen one of those things.
I think if you say the right things and your phone listens and it hears you say the right things, it starts showing you those things on ads.
Really?
Yeah. Text in if anybody's used one of those, because I think I'm going to be hitting the chemist warehouse after this to try and get some nasodilators.
Have you got a problem too?
I think it's just the way my nose is built, but I grabbed my nostrils last night when I was sleeping, because you hear about how
if you
breathe through your mouth while you sleep, your blood pressure goes through the roof and it's just terrible for you, and you should breathe through your nose all the time even while you're asleep. Some people tape their mouths apparently. And so I tried last night, I just grabbed my nostrils and sort of pulled them open. And I could breathe it was incredible. So I just think
With a thumb in each?
With a thumb in each.
But surely that was blocking.
It was so good.
Anyway, I want to
find something to do that.
Okay.
Because I just felt my whole physiology changing.
Gee, maybe you need an operation.
Yeah, I've got heavy top nose. I need a heavy top nose.
So you're laying there with your thumbs in each of your nostrils, pulling them apart.
Yeah, thinking how can I devise a series of hooks and pulleys.
And so then you've looked this up on the internet, have you? This magnetic business.
Yeah, if I had internet on my laptop right now, I'd show you, but also would miss out on learning about pickle, darling.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, that's what you're here for, right? Thank you for bringing me back into that. I told you my brain had flown away today somewhere. Yes.
No, you're fine, and I blame you for that latest dalliance.
Okay, I did your prompts.
Yes. Oh, your prompts are so good.
Thank you.
We want to go over a few, if you've got them in front of you?
I have the list.
Can you please?
Read them out? So you're happy with them?
I love them. They're very Karen, and I know that you might not think that your artistic personality can come across with just a few words, but it really can.
It does. Okay. All right, the prompts that I gave Finn for his guests, his demo gods coming up, I think 12 or so. I'll start at the top, just work my way through them. Mm-hmm. Pop off.
Amazing.
Would you mind keeping it down a little, please?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just listening to you read the prompts.
That was the prompt. Call and response.
Great.
Sleepy juice. Swing by sometime. A whole step lower. Play something we can dance to. What's up, chat? RGB751. On a side quest. High as a kite. Are you my mother? Most deaf. AI slop.
RGB751, what's that one? What's that? Is that a colour?
You'll have to work that one out for yourself.
I guess if I know too much, then you kind of want to take these as almost like a mystical oracle thing.
That's it, mystical oracle indeed.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
So that gives you some choice.
I love that. I also wish I had them in front of me, because you get distracted by one and then like the rest of them flow over you, you know, as you're listening to them. So, but that's great.
All right. So Emma Amelia last week, and why I joined Emma Amelia and Pickle Darling together is because these two artists you managed to do a little bit of prep with.
That's right. Yeah. So
while we were away in May.
While we were away, I grabbed Amelia while she was on holiday. And then I also grabbed Lucas from down in Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on holiday, I grabbed them.
Oh, okay. This is Pickle Darling, also known as Lucas Mayo.
Yeah, that's right. And for anybody who doesn't know, Karen, you probably said this before I even got here, but Demo Gods is a show where every 2 weeks I take one of your prompts and I collaborate with usually an Aotearoa artist, and we write a song in 3 or 4 hours, mix that song and play it once on the radio. So yeah, this is the second episode, Pickle Darling, and I'm just going to introduce them.
Second episode of season two.
Of season two. So the 19th song that we've done on, or 20th song we've done on Demogods.
Oh, is that right?
We've hit double digits.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a lot of demos.
It is.
They've been so, there's been such a mix of styles.
And that's maybe the thing that I'm proud of, you know, going eclectic, trying to meet people where their genre is maybe, or even stretch them.
So many surprises too.
Yeah, and it's cool because with somebody like Pickle Darling, you see they've kind of struck a pretty solid lane for themselves. And it's really interesting to see that very distinct flavour of music kind of come out and collaborate with somebody else. But I don't think Pickle Darling's done that much collaboration with other people. So I'll give you a little bio, then we'll play a song.
That's the one.
They've released four albums: Bigness, Cosmonaut, Laundromat, and Bots is the most recent one. They've released one video game, Pickle Darling The Game, in collaboration with Christian Shortal, who does their visuals.
That's the kind of thing you have worked on, isn't it?
Very heavy in the video game vibes. Yeah, so
What was that game?
It's like a Game Boy Pokemon type game, but you play it on your computer. And I believe it's you help Pickle Darling find their album.
Yeah. Pickle Darling, I seem to, I don't know if I'm right or not, but getting some international recognition?
Yeah, Pickle Darling's one of those funny ones where, like, you might not catch them touring New Zealand all the time with a big band or anything, but they've done some really big things with their releases, and I think their music just strikes a very particular niche that like about one in every 100 people just like absolutely cannot ever fall out of love with. Like, so it's a cult sort of thing, I believe.
Yeah, toured with Lucy Dacus, that would have put them on the map, certainly.
They opened for Rob Thomas, which they were very proud of. They said, that's the highlight of my career. Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. Rob Thomas, I don't want to be lonely no more. Ooh. I don't want to have to pray for this. Yeah.
Ooh. Sorry.
And then picture that, and you're a wine mum, Gen Xer, going to see Rob Thomas, and then you get...
And Blink 182. Is that what they were called? Blink 182?
That's another band with a number in the title, for sure.
Matchbox 20. What else? Those other bands that I'm trying to remember what their names are. I can't. I always avoid them anyway. Maroon 5.
Maroon 5. You're not actually wrong that maybe there's like, I would put Matchbox 20 and Maroon 5 closer than Blink 182.
Right.
But they all have numbers in the title, don't they?
Well, that's not the one thing I was thinking of in terms of the what they had in common. But yeah, okay.
Okay, so they've basically, Pickle Darling has done a lot of cool opening for people is our point here. And the song I'm going to play you is from their latest album, Bots, Human Bean Instruction Manual. I chose this one because it's epic. It's like 6.5 minutes long. Epic's not usually a word you use to describe Pickle Darling. And so also it's kind of domestic at the same time, or at least very personal. I like that combo, and the synth solo is a banger.
And it's long enough I can go and get some toilet paper and blow my nose.
That's right. See you in 6.5 minutes.
95 BFM, Human Bean Instruction Manual from Pickle Darling. And Pickle Darling is our demo god for next Saturday. And Finn Johansson has been working with Pickle Darling.
That's
Lucas,
right.
How did it go? How's it been? Where are you up to?
We cracked it out. We recorded the song. We wrote and recorded it in maybe 4 hours at Lucas's place. They've got such a beautiful, like, you know, they have quite beautiful, low-key, some would say relatively twee pop music that they make. And if you look out their window when they make
relatively
music,
twee, is there a relative?
There's a spectrum, Karen, there's a spectrum.
Okay, yeah.
But I was like, so what kind of music, I think this about every artist, really, you think, what kind of room do they make their music in?
Mm-hmm.
And Lucas's one is the front room of their house, and it just looks out on the most incredibly beautiful autumnal front lawn with a ramshackle fridge at the end of it. And I'm like, that is what you'd fan art. That's the fan art that you do when you imagine Lucas's view that they do. And next door, kindergarten.
What's on the fridge though?
Just like, you know, half rusted off stickers and magnets and things. Nah, it's like a mood piece.
Oh, it's a mood piece, right.
And next door, kindergarten. So he was like, they were like, if you listen to some Pickle Darling songs, you'll actually hear laughing children in them. And that's not me. I just couldn't take them out of the recording.
Recorded from the inside of the fridge?
That would be cool, but we didn't do it. We actually, I won't talk you through kind of how we wrote the song, because
what
that's
style?
For next week.
What style have you gone for?
We went for...
Relatively twee?
Yeah, relatively. I'd call it kind of like 11 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you mean kind of like 11 minutes long? Or
yeah,
11 minutes
specifically
long?
Like 11 and a half. We chose, the prompt we chose was...
Is it worth listening to for 11 and a half minutes?
Well, Karen, if it was worth listening to for any less, we would have made it shorter.
Okay, so what's the prompt you chose for this?
Can't decide, add one more.
Fair enough. Obviously, I didn't give you the new prompts in time.
No. See, you've really hoisted yourself on your own petard with this one.
Yes. What is my petard?
I think that this is one of my favourite songs out of the 20. Look, 11 minutes of concentration isn't for everybody. I get that. But I was talking to them about it the other day, and they said it's one of those songs that's like an ambient song in the way that your attention can dip in and out of it, but it's also got lyrics the whole way through. So it kind of straddles an interesting place where you don't get that many songs like that function almost like an ambient song.
You mixed it?
I've given it a mix. There was a way that we did the writing, once again, no spoilers, that necessitated me shuffling things up at the end. And so I've done a first mix.
Okay, all right, so next Saturday,
yeah,
we'll hear the Pickle Darling track with Finn Johansson, and you've got a track of Pickle Darling's little shorty, not 11 minutes.
No, I've got a little shorty for you now. this next one, it's a thinker, this one. It's like a motivational speech kind of in every aesthetic way. Like, it has all the technical aspects that make a motivational speech a motivational speech, like the cadence, the music. But in this case, the speaker doesn't really know if they have a good point, and it's about failing to the point that you lose motivation. Or is it?
It's called Kinds of Love.
I think something that is really tough with music and writing music is, like, you write something and you, like, love it, and it's, like, the best. You're like, this is the best thing anyone's ever written. It's the best thing I've ever written. Thank you. the Bedbug Banter. I don't think I said a single profound thing. Sorry.
Not a single profound thing. Sorry. It's Pickle Darling and Kinds of Love. And Pickle Darling is the guest next week, the collaborator.
That's
the
right.
Demo God. And
we'll try to get them in on the Zoom. Not to interrupt you, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I was just thinking what the prompt was again.
Oh, can't decide. Add one more.
Okay. Yeah, 11 minutes.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll stretch it out in the mix.
Stretch it out. Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to hearing it, the relatively twee 11-minute track from you and Pickle Darling.
Yeah, thanks. I'm looking forward to showing it to you. And it would be cool, yes, if we can get them on the line. Hopefully they're not at work.
Okay, I've got to play some things now.
Some bangers.
Yeah, no, some other stuff. So,
well, thanks for having me, Karen.
As always, thank you for coming in. And next week.
Yeah, keep it real until then.
Next week.